I think it's very big for us. We talked about that this morning in shoot-around. Understand how we've been playing these last couple and putting all the pieces together. And understanding our defense and how we need to play tonight and the challenge that you know, we see in front of us in Atlanta.
Coach, how great of an opportunity is this to be on national TV for your team to show how much progress you've made over the last several days?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's great that these guys have show the process that what we've been going through since training camps, since the first couple games, but just now understanding how we need to put it all together.
How close do you feel Jalen is to what he was before injury? So where do you feel like he is? Defense, offense, strength, all the above, basically.
Yeah, he's had a lot of time off. So gauging that, he shows spurts of being, exactly what it was last year. But I think that's going to take, more time just because he's been out for quite a while. But just there are those spurts that he shows, and he's slowly getting back to that.
Jamal to your left.
Luke Kuechly, Channel 2. After the short game, your words were, we need to sit down and guard. How surprising was it for you to have that message, considering you have a core group of guys who have bought into that principle of defense first, be relentless, that you had to give that message after a game like that?
It wasn't as surprising as we think. I think when you go in talking about the pace that you want to play and you want to push the ball a little bit, you assume that you can get back to exactly how you play, but never, you got to remind yourself that this is what we are and who we are. And this is what these guys have embraced. They take that challenge on to defend, to do it, by committee. And that's, who we have to continue to be.
The difficulty in preparing for a Hawks team without Trey, who's so centric to what they do, it's a limited sample size, through the years. But what have you seen in how this team operates without Trey running the show?
Well, I think they do a great job of, playing off of each other, moving it, sharing it, pushing the pace, crashing the glass. The way Quinn knows how to coach, they defend at a high clip. They're getting out and running. There's a lot more two-man game actions happening that you've got to be alert for and aware of. The cutting is at a high level. So I think those things, are just different pieces with, Trey handling the ball and having it and being dominant with it, that guys are moving and cutting off the ball a lot more.
Just how important is it to apply defensive ball pressure up the court? Obviously, you guys have Jalen and AB who do that really well. Just how important is that in the NBA right now?
Well, appropriate ball pressure. I just was watching film with AB this morning, and we were talking about the way in which he can change a game by getting up full court, by disrupting the guards and making them have to turn their back, starting their offense a little bit later. That's so important because now you have offenses that are playing it up against the clock.
On that point of defensive pressure, what are some of the trade-offs, if you're playing too aggressively? What are some things that you take into account if you're applying too much pressure?
I think you got to be smart about it. You talk about defending without fouling, knowing when and where, active hands, but being smart. When the guys break that free throw line, you got to make sure you show your hands early up the court and outside on the three-point line. You can be a little bit more physical, but once they break that plane and they go into their moves, you got to show your hands and make sure the referees see that you're not swiping or reaching down.
Anything else?
All right. Thank you.